Greg Mortensen doesn't hide his light under a bushel. He makes more than 160 public appearances annually in all parts of the country and abroad, and frequently appears in the news. For each of the past 3 years, he has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. President Obama donated $100,000 of the award money from his own Nobel Peace Prize, which he received in 2009, to the Central Asia Institute, CAI, the charity Mortensen launched 15 years ago to build schools in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Visiting classrooms wherever he goes, Mortensen has persuaded 2,800 American schools to become fundraising partners. Last year, school kids collecting pennies for peace boosted CAI revenues by $2.5 million. All told, his vigorous promotion of the Greg Mortensen brand generated $23 million in donations to CAI in 2010 alone. On March 29th of this year, I attended a lecture Mortensen gave in Cheyenne, Wyoming. As he walked onto the stage in the sold-out arena, more than 2,000 men, women, and children leapt to their feet to express their admiration with cheers, whistles, and deafening applause. "If we really want to help people, we have to empower people," Mortensen pronounced. "And empowering people starts with education." A book cover depicting Afghan girls engrossed in study was projected onto the screen above the stage. "So I wrote this book called 3 Cups of Tea, he deadpanned. "Some of you might have heard about it." Laughter rippled through the crowd. Hoping to get an autograph from Mortensen, hundreds of fans were holding copies of his book, which had spent the previous 4 years and 2 months on the New York Times paperback nonfiction bestseller list, and showed every sign of remaining there well into the future. Some 5 million copies are now in print, including special editions for young readers and very young readers, kindergarten through 4th grade. Moreover, the multitudes who have bought 3 Cups haven't merely read it. They've embraced it with singular passion. Since its publication in 2006, people galvanized by this autobiographical account of Mortensen's school-building adventures have donated more than $50 million to the Central Asia Institute. The book's popularity stems from its forceful, uncomplicated theme: terrorism can be eradicated by educating children in impoverished societies, and its portrayal of Mortensen as a humble, Gandhi-like figure who has repeatedly risked life and limb to advance his humanitarian agenda. Told in the third person by Mortensen's co-author, David Oliver Rellen, 3 Cups begins with Mortensen hiking down Pakistan's Baltoro Glacier in September 1993, having failed to climb K2, the second highest peak on Earth. A trauma nurse by profession, he'd been invited to join an expedition to K2 to serve as the team medic. According to 3 Cups of Tea, pages 10 and 44, Mortensen was an accomplished mountaineer who, before attempting K2, had made 6 successful Himalayan ascents, including climbs of 24,688-foot Annapurna 4 and 23,389-foot Barunsi, both of which are in Nepal. But there is no record in the American Alpine Journal, which meticulously documents all ascents of Annapurna 4, Barunsi, and other major Himalayan peaks, of Mortensen reaching the summit of, or even attempting, any Himalayan mountain prior to 1993. Scott Darsney, Greg's climbing partner on K2, confirms that Mortensen had never been to the Himalaya or Karakoram before going to K2.